There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed.
I think we got a heck of a shot of winning. We beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league.
See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Fitzpatrick. End zone. Eric Decker holds it in. The Jets win in overtime.
And the New York Giants, given last rites by many in December, are the Super Bowl champs in February.
This is NFL Friday, going long on all news, reaction, and game picks for the Giants, Jets, and across the NFL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of NFL Friday, and NFL Friday on a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I am Kurt Sipple, joined alongside Owen Kelty and Griffin Stevenson. Before we break down all things Giants penalties and now Justin Fields being ruled out for the next game with a concussion, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good, besides the fact that the Giants' defense is a disgrace to humanity and sold an amazing game from Malik Nabers. But I'm doing good. It's a Wednesday. No class on a Wednesday, so you know, you'll have to have that. But it's been a busy week so far, and ready to talk some football and get ready for Thursday night football and a long weekend ahead of us.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I think, not going to lie, this is a rough week for me in fantasy, but I'm still going to win all my leagues. I have the most points for in both my leagues. It's just the points against.
I saw that. You went crazy this week in the NFL Friday League.
Did I? I don't think I checked that league once.
You did. I'm not, the most points, I think.
Yeah,
I got screwed this week in our NFL.
I'm 2-0.
Wait, can I say a funny thing about my – so in my friends from school league – I had every single player play in the 1 o'clock slate.
Still won.
I put up 180 in the 1 o'clock slate. Do you want to hear the team they let me draft really quick, boys? My wide receivers are Malik Nabers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Is this their first time watching football?
I don't know. My running backs were also 2-3 for the week. They were Kamara and Kenneth Walker. I also have Laporta. This is a 10-man. I don't know.
It was a 4-man.
There's definitely nobody watching football in that entire
league.
No,
the thing is, there is, but it's so funny.
You had to put up 500 points.
The funny thing, too, is my opponent had Odunze on his bench, Javonte Williams on his bench, Jaylen Warren on his bench, and then there was another guy who did really well that was also on his bench, and that's because my friend told them to start Hollywood Brown over all those guys.
I got so this week, we'll break down fantasy quickly before we get into the week's slate of games. I started Justin Fields this week because last week Bo Nix put up a total of 8 points and Justin Fields put up 25. When I check fantasy after the game's end, Justin Fields puts up 3 points and Bo Nix puts up 30.
Bo Nix, yeah.
Wandale Robinson, he was on my bench this week because last week he wasn't that great.
28, I think.
He had like 30. He had a 30 bomb, I think, as well.
I have 30 bomb.
So I probably would have blown out Griffin this week. Actually,
pause.
No, I was playing Tucker. I was playing Tucker. But it just, I got screwed by everybody I swapped out. I knew it was going to happen. I shouldn't have done it. And either way, it happened, and now I'm 1-1, and I got to figure something new out. Oh, actually, Griffin, I beat you week one.
Yeah, you beat me week one.
Yeah. I just had to let the people know that. All right. So now we could talk about the New York Giants and a game that many have said that were one of the games of the year already because of how good it was. Russell Wilson, you guys can say it, but he might look like he's back. He's very old. He had 450 yards, 3 touchdowns. He threw for that last interception.
That last interception
that sealed the deal for that game. But from the Giants, what did you guys see this week? Because for me, as a fan, and as just someone that was observing the game, the receiving core that I didn't think was going to be that as good as it was, because I didn't know if I believed in Wandale Robinson as much as I did, had a great game. Malik Nabers had an amazing game, which the Giants.
That's just said your average Malik Nabers game at this
point.
He had a great game. I think he's going to be wide receiver one. I think he
has to be.
He's already wide receiver one in the league.
Yeah,
there's no comp. He's better than Justin Jefferson, Giants, and Jamar Chase.
But the Giants' defense was awful. Just so bad. The Giants drew 21 flags and 14 penalties, with a franchise record 160 yards on the game. Now, you cannot win a football game with that many penalties and yardages down. It just cannot work.
Yeah, I mean, it started with James Hudson on that first drive. Four penalties committed by him, two personal fouls, a false start, and a holding. One of the personal fouls came after the play on a 52-yard bomb down the field to Wandale Robinson. Gets tackled at the two-yard line. That's a touchdown. First drive of the game, Cam Scatto is going to run that in. James Hudson decides to just punch a guy in the head on the ground. You know, it's what you do when your team's at the two-yard line. You just do that.
You don't do that?
So then you first and goal from the 17. They end up kicking a field goal there. Things we all do is just, punch the other lineman in the head twice for no reason. He ends up getting benched after the first drive.
Not happy about it.
No, was not happy about it at all. But
why would I be happy about getting benched after four penalties?
Yeah, but he committed four penalties that are worth over 50 yards. And that was just the start of the game. And then, actually, his replacement, Marcus Bowe, did a great job coming in for him. He was one of the higher-rated left tackles in the NFL after that game. So that was good to see him in there now, hopefully until Andrew Thomas comes back. But the Giants' offense was off the walls. I mean, the Cowboys' corners, I don't know what Matt Eberflus was drawing up on that defense, but they were just leaving the seam wide open, which led to Wandale Robinson having three, I think, 20-plus yard catches. Malik Nabers had four, and Darius Slayton had one.
Wandale Robinson putting up 142 yards.
That was a career-high game for him. Also, Wandale Robinson beating the short game merchant allegations because, up until now, he'd been just like 5-yard catches over and over again.
Well, that's also just because look at the quarterback that he was also playing with.
Yeah, no one can throw down the field.
Who is now back.
Has anyone else noticed?
Jones.
We're kind of seeing like a resurgence of frauds like this year being good. Like Johnson is actually, Quentin Johnson's like actually good right now. Like, I don't really, I have to say this.
Daniel Jones has always been good. He was always
good. He's never been good. Daniel Jones doesn't do that against the Cowboys on Sunday.
Xavier hit an accurate
pass down the field. We'll see when he's 3-0 and
no, because he doesn't hit an accurate pass down the field. He's not hitting a single pass like that Russ hit.
Daniel Jones never had a defense to help him, and now Russ doesn't have a defense, but Russ is a little more competent.
No, they have a defense.
Daniel Jones' defense the last couple of years have not been terrible.
No, they've been good.
The O-line is what I meant.
It's the same O-line that Daniel Jones had last year.
Russ is more competent.
So that doesn't make...
So Daniel Jones needed a push forward with a better O-line to protect him.
Oh, he just needs the best O-line in football to be a competent quarterback.
It happens. And look what's happening. He's 2-0.
Russ?
He played the Broncos and the Dolphins. The Dolphins defense couldn't guard a fifth-grade PB team.
We'll see what happens.
Broncos have the best defense in the league, though.
That's true.
Daniel Jones Very is true. Terrible. Daniel Andrew Jones Griffin is not Stevenson. Good at football.
He's 2-0, and the Giants Indiana are 0-2.
Season ends right now. Daniel Jones is probably the MVP.
Yeah, all right. Good thing we're two games in. He's going to lose the next 15 games because he's
terrible. What are you going to do if a Daniel Jones-led team goes back to the playoffs? Giants are sitting at home watching it.
I'll bleach my hair again if Daniel Jones.
Will you actually?
If he...
I don't know, man. That Colts division.
Not makes the playoffs.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
The division sucks.
Yeah.
If Daniel Jones wins MVP, I'll buzz and bleach my
hair. That's ridiculous.
Then what would you even make it?
I was going to say, win a game. Win a playoff game.
Win a playoff game?
Win a playoff game. You bleach your hair again. Not buzz. Buzz might be a little much.
Bleach again?
For win a playoff game.
God, do I want my graduation pictures to be bleached hair?
Make it blue.
Make it orange.
Blue for
it
the
was
Colts.
Orange last
oh,
year.
Oh, you could do blue and white would be awesome.
Blue and white for the Colts.
Put Daniel Jones' face on my scalp.
You could shave up. That's a better one.
I think you should have to get the Colts logo tattooed on the bottom of your foot.
That would hurt really bad.
I know, but
I think that, right. Yeah, maybe. We'll think about it. We'll think about that one later.
I think that's fair because it's not visible. You know what I'm saying?
It's a funny little
bottom of the foot
happened
hurts,
in college.
I've heard, though.
Yeah. But the Giants' defense in this game.
He's now avoiding it.
I know, yeah. Shane Bowen. There's so many things I have to say about him that I cannot say, but 19 seconds left in the game. You're up three. The Cowboys have the best kicker in the league, who's clearly going to make a 70-yard field goal in that stadium. Why are you playing prevent defense with two safeties on the 40 and then four corners playing covering the outside? The Cowboys had three timeouts and they were playing the sidelines. They just left the whole middle of the field open for a 19-yard pass to Ferguson. Obviously, he's going to make a 65-yard field goal to tie the game because that's just always what happens. But I actually thought, before that, the defense wasn't, like horrible.
First
I know they
half
gave up,
defense
they
was
gave
good.
Up all those points, but like I thought like the way they looked wasn't terrible. Like Drew Phillips had an okay, like a pretty good game, interception, couple missed tackles. That wasn't me. I wasn't the one playing YouTube while during the broadcast.
Who was that?
Oh, who could that have been?
Who was that? Spomo wanted to know.
I think it was Kurt Sipper.
Can't
leak
that.
I don't even know.
What are you playing?
I would
there,
like
Kurt?
To let it be known.
Not
that
sure actually what that video
on your
was.
VR.
I don't think it was the VR headset.
I would like to point out too, the Cowboys had 32 first downs, which is only 3 first downs off of their franchise record for the most first downs at a game.
The Giants
defense
problem,
just looked
like a
revolving door.
Chunk plays was their problem week 1 and week 2, and also. Just take a guess. Out of 65 snaps, how many snaps Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Dexter Lawrence played together? Out of 65 snaps.
5.
I don't even want to know.
They played 8.
Yeah.
The big four, the daunted pass rush, played 8 of 65 snaps together.
Well, what about, okay.
What is that? How does that happen?
What happens with Dable? Because I think he should be gone.
I don't think Dable was the problem this week. Dable coached the team fine. I think the offense looked good.
But then this is what I was thinking about. Like, I do think Dable probably should go. But then it's the exact same situation it's been the last 6 years. You bring in a new coach, a new GM, and then the starting quarterback's Jackson Dart, who they didn't draft, and he's the one a whole new playbook. It's like the whole process over again.
I feel like the issue, too, is that, unfortunately, I feel like in the NFL, teams are way more willing to, like, fire a head coach in the middle of the season, but you don't really see that many coordinators get axed in the middle of the season, which, like, I mean, the Seahawks had Ryan Grubb last year, who had never coached a down of NFL football. He didn't. He went the whole season without a first drive touchdown, and they didn't fire him till the end of the season. So it's one of those things like, it's kind of hard, which I think.
The Giants have done it. That's the only reason I think. Like in the past, they fired.
I don't think they're firing Dable.
I don't think they're firing
Shane.
But I mean, they fired Wink Martindale, I believe, in the middle of the season, and Jason Garrett was fired in the middle of the season, but. I mean, Shane Bohm was terrible. I mean, the scheme that they ran against the Cowboys, I mean, also the Cowboys' offense is going to be one of the best offenses in the league, so I don't think you can take that much from, like,
you can't let them march down the field on the last play of the game.
But then that's also, like, that's on scheme. I don't think that's on the talent. Like, I think the talent on this defense is there, but, like, it's not being used correctly. I mean, those four, and, like, why is Abdul Carter playing linebacker? Like, this guy's supposed to be an all-pro, rookie-year edge rusher. And you've been playing at middle linebacker for
some reason.
He's
supposed to be the closest thing you guys got to, like, Micah Parsons.
Exactly, after passing on Micah Parsons for Kadarius Toney, but that's another whole different regime.
Can of worms.
Yeah. But, I mean, offensively, Rush just saved his job for at least another 2 weeks.
That moon ball that he had at the end of the game to Wandale Robinson, which also—
But Malik Nabers won, too.
Malik dropped the ball right before the end of the game. That could have sealed the deal.
I don't think
as well.
That really mattered. Oh, yeah, but— I don't know. The two catches he made, he was literally blind for that catch.
I mean, that was insane.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Russ does best. He literally just launches it.
The moon ball and just let the guy get under it. But, I mean, his job's safe for another 2 weeks. They got the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, both teams 0-2.
Hopefully,
also,
I will be there.
The last team, the Chiefs are the only team to not beat the Giants in MetLife Stadium.
Which means the Giants are cooked.
So, I don't know if that means the Giants are cooked. I think that if they can put up a competent 4 quarters of football where the defense and the offense both look good, will that happen? Absolutely
it's probably
not.
It's probably going to be another shootout. I'm not going to lie.
But, I mean, the Chiefs' offense, though, I think the Giants' defense matches up because there's no wide. Like, there's the Cowboys have realistically 2 wide. Like, George Pickens is close enough to wide receiver 1.
They're
like,
getting dotted up
all
game.
The Chiefs really don't have a wide receiver 1 right now. Mm-hmm. Rashee Rice is suspended and Xavier Worthy's still hurt. Travis Kelce's washed. So it's like...
Yeah, Hollywood Brown is their number one target, which means like... Yeah, I honestly think the Giants...
Actually, in receiving last week...
Tyquan Thornton!
Yes.
There you
are. But with Travis Kelce being number one and then Thornton number two.
No, Patriots legend.
But really?
Second round pick. Ran the second fastest 40-yard dash of all time.
Jalen Polk on the
Patriots. And never once did anything for the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Whatever. Patriots suck. Giants, whatever. Giants.
Hey, man,
I think they beat the Chiefs.
I don't have a problem with you saying that.
If the Giants hand the Chiefs Patrick Mahomes' first 4 in a row loss of his entire career,
true,
and it's the New York Giants,
the New York Football
would
Giants
would be kind of awesome.
But then you look at the Giants' schedule after the Chiefs;
they can realistically win the next 2 games.
They're not beating the Chargers.
I think they could do it.
It goes Chargers, Saints, Saints,
listen,
Saints
if
Eagles,
beat,
Broncos, Eagles, Niners.
If you beat, no, no, no. I'm
Bears,
not talking
Packers.
About
Bears, Packers, Lions, Patriots, Commanders, Viking. Like,
I'm not talking about. I'm not
like,
talking
like,
about.
You're looking at like a playoff team in every single game except for in the next 6 weeks, besides what the Saints and the Bears.
Not just playoff teams, just like the best.
Yeah,
offenses.
I mean Chargers
best
are a Super Bowl contender
and the best defenses.
Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. Broncos are going to be a playoff contender. Eagles.
I think Niners by November 2nd might be a more winnable game than
you
think.
Yeah, Brock Purdy will be back by then.
No, but I again, I'm a big.
Ayuk could be back.
I'm a big Niners frauds.
True.
Guy, so I think that's a winnable game.
I just think that the Giants can definitely beat the Saints.
Yeah.
And they can be if they beat the Chiefs. They have the momentum rolling in to playing the Chargers.
That Chargers team's too good, bro.
That game is really hard. And don't get me wrong, I understand.
That Chargers defense is stacked.
But the Giants defense is built to be one of the number ones in the entire league. So if they can figure out a way where they can build it to a point where they could stop the Chargers and Russ can put together a game, a complete game.
Straight wins. They will be.
That would be kind of ridiculous.
I just think though that
well, you never know.
For the Chargers game, Derwin James is kind of like a perfect foil to Russell Wilson.
Oh, over the top.
Yeah, I think that's going to be hard. But Kurt, I want you to. What's another game we can focus on?
All right, before we go, I want to say, what week are we putting Jackson Dart at? Like, what's your estimate of what game is Jackson Dart's first start?
I think it should be none of them.
He looked fantastic this week.
Nah, for maybe
handed the ball off.
This guy does. This guy doesn't. Is an English major.
Yeah,
well, he's a journalism major.
You really? Oh, okay. I was gonna say no way.
Owen Pelty, the English major. You think this guy can read? Sorry, Owen.
I don't know how to read. That's a big problem of being in college.
He has
a
But
I'm putting Jackson Dart's first start. Second Eagles game, October 26th.
Oh hell no!
Yes. No, definitely
happen.
Not.
Because
no.
If they're not, if they don't win a game by week. If they start 1-6, he
you're
has
telling
to play.
Me, you're
why
telling
are we
me,
talking about Jackson Dart? Russ just threw for 440
yards. Because if they're
yards.
Not winning games, then what's the point of having Russ play?
But that's my exact point.
But that's
is
not Russ's fault.
Yeah, Russ but it doesn't matter. Guy. Russ isn't going to be here next year. Jackson Dart's supposed to be quarterback of the future.
But you don't need you. That would be. I think you shouldn't be starting these rookie quarterbacks.
And if we start 1-6, Dable's going to get fired at the end of the season. The only thing keeping his job safe is Jackson Dart.
But my point being is that if Russ looks fine and Dart can learn from underneath him. Why would you make him play against the Eagles
get
for his first game of
Dable's,
his entire career?
Can I tell you the one thing? Can I tell you the one reason why I think Jackson Dart shouldn't get any minutes? Honestly, I think this entire season is more about who's going to get Malik Nabers the best stats, and I think so he doesn't leave. And I think that's Russell Wilson. And I think that's Russell Wilson all day.
How to make him the best trade piece?
No, I mean like Dable's going to want to
start
save
Jackson.
His job.
You start Jackson. You start Jackson Dart in October. Malik Nabers is. I mean, I actually heard Malik Nabers on the sideline after the loss. I don't know if you guys heard this. He was, like, really fired up. He said, I want to go to Seattle. I love Clint Kubiak. That was actually a hot mic.
That's exactly what he said.
That was a hot mic moment. Justin Jefferson also, at the same time, he said, I love this new under-center scheme that they're running
Justin
up there in the
Jefferson,
Pacific Northwest.
Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase, too. Everyone wants to go play with us.
Yeah,
They heard Lamar Jackson say it, too, that he really wants to go play in Seattle.
Yeah, actually, Jamar Chase said, I hate Jake Browning. Put me on a team where I don't have to pay taxes and am also an hour away from a big mountain. And that's Rainier.
Yes, exactly. Pay $1 million, though, in like.
Yeah, that's Rainier. So, I mean, crazy rumors out of the NFL with these hot
these
mic
big,
moments.
These wow, big so. Moments that everyone wants to go to Seattle.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But we can move on just a little bit to the other team in MetLife Stadium. The New York Jets just announced that Justin Fields is out for the week against the Buccaneers with a concussion.
He had a 1 passer rating.
He was
played.
I don't care. A 1 passer rating is... Ridiculous.
He had a good week 1 game. I mean, the Jets are gonna be
his
bad.
His week one game was awesome, but his week 2 game, Tyrod Taylor came into the game.
Tyrod Taylor was a better quarterback than him.
But Justin Fields needs like the issue I have with Justin Fields and the Jets in general are that you told the entire NFL your plan if you just listened to Aaron Glenn for 5 minutes in a press conference. He was like, "We're gonna run the ball a lot and we're gonna have short passes." What that means is we don't trust Justin Fields even a little bit. He's not throwing the ball downfield, and you're going to try to rough him up as much as you can and stop the run game. And that's what teams are doing, and the Bills destroyed the Jets.
That's weird to me because I think in week 1, Justin Fields was unironically better at throwing the ball downfield. I actually think Justin Fields is a fine quarterback at throwing the ball. I think he's an underrated noon baller.
218 passing yards, touchdown, no interceptions, 48 rushing yards, 32 points.
He was fine. Well, week one, he was good. He actually looked
very good.
Playing
the Bills, so that kind of doesn't help.
Well, but yes.
Usually those are games the Jets honestly sometimes do well in, I feel
actually,
like.
They beat the Bills last year.
Yeah, no, I think
Aaron
Bills.
Yeah, but now they have the Buccaneers. What's the Jet? Wow. They really just didn't give New York a good schedule at all.
Well, the Bucs, you got New the York Dolphins, teams. Which the Dolphins is a winnable game for the Jets.
Well, it should be a win.
Well, yeah. Should be a win and is a
Tyreek
win.
Tyreek Hill also going
things.
To be a Seahawk. Is he asking to also
unironically,
to
Jalen Waddle might be a Seahawk.
No, they traded Tyreek before Jalen Waddle, I think.
But then you also have the Cowboys, which the Jets are probably not going to win that game. Especially
Tyreek
how long is Justin Fields going to be out for? Justin Fields being out for...
concussion, probably 2 weeks.
So that's another issue that the Jets are going to have. They're not going to have...
Tyrod's better, though.
Do we have the CTE showdown when he play, when
the
he,
problem
when
is Tyrod's
when he's healthy
get,
against Tua?
Tyrod's probably going to hurt his ribs, too.
But is Tyrod... like, where do the Jets move if Tyrod gets injured? I think they only have two QBs on the depth
chart. Well, I mean, I think
now.
You just make a... I think you,
and
you,
Jet
think you
legend
just,
Mike White is now a Bengal.
I think you just...
Mike White might turn to dust. If
well,
Jets
no, I think honestly... Honestly, though, if Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor both go down, I literally think you just hop in an Uber to Westchester to Westchester County and say, you know, Jameis Winston, get in, bro. Like,
Bengals have been reaching out to the Giants for Jameis Winston.
Yeah, but they just signed. They just signed... Mike White, no?
No, they have Jake Browning, and then they signed starts with an R.
Yeah, they signed some random. I don't know. Jameis Winston, that was Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston's job was to be a placeholder on the Giants and just wait for a quarterback to get hurt.
Well, now
by
he's
the
not
way,
backup.
Though,
he's a third
just
string.
To let me go on this for a little bit, Joe Burrow, he shares my name. I'm Joe. Hi. I love Joe Burrow. I have a hoodie. That is Snoopy, and Snoopy has a separate persona called Joe Cool.
Love
and
Joe Cool.
Joe Burrow's nickname is Joe Cool, and while no one has ever bestowed, you know, the adjective cool upon me, I aspire to be that. So I have a hoodie of Snoopy wearing a Burrow jersey, being Joe Cool.
I call you Joe
Cool
Fool behind your back.
Okay, wow. Just know I have the power to mute your mic at any time.
Or Joe Tool.
Hey, not nice. Anyways, he's my quarterback in every fantasy league. Yeah, you know, I have a.
Who's my quarterback in one of my
close? I have a close
too.
Parasocial relationship with him.
What's worse is I future
and now he's
to win
gone.
MVP. So
you had him to win MVP.
I put some money on him to win MVP.
It was a great bet until his toe happened.
So wait,
I think it's funny that the Bengals.
How much were you gonna win with that?
If it hit like $300,
I might be cooked in the NFL Friday Fantasy
I think,
League, guys.
I
don't
think
have a quarterback.
Hit
up,
who drafted
Max,
15? Yeah, Max
has
drafted
four quarterbacks.
Five quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think right, it's
he knew what he was doing.
I think it's hilarious that the Bengals are such a poorly run team. Obviously, they had to sell off naming rights to their stadium to pay.
They were selling TVs.
And it's
off
like
the walls.
70% of their payroll is Hendrickson, Chase, and Burrow, and Burrow too. But also the thing is too. When he got that turf toe injury, he had to walk off the field because the Bengals are so poor that they're the only team out of all the 32 NFL teams that don't have one of those, like...
The carts.
They don't have one.
Happens, you know?
Yeah,
they don't
awesome.
Have any of those in
they
Cincinnati.
I don't think they have an indoor facility either. Or do they get one of those now?
They're screwed. Joe Burrow might be... I mean, Joe Burrow's like Andrew Luck.
They're still gonna. I think they'll still win games. You just throw the ball to Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I actually
sometimes.
Think.
Put the ball
I
up.
Weirdly think that Joe Burrow's injury is like for fantasy owners of Jamar Chase, like could be a good thing.
Jamar Chase is gonna get the ball way more.
Yeah,
because it's just gonna be like he's gonna look at one guy. It's
yeah,
just gonna be Jamar Chase. Over
I,
and over
I think
again.
It's so funny that they still won that game. Can we talk about that? They played the Jaguars. Can I go on my Brian Thomas Jr. rant?
Go
sure.
For it.
Permitted. Also a Joe Henry fantasy staple. We're in shambles.
Okay, so, Brian Thomas Jr. was playing through an injury, they have said. However, he was playing like that, and if you're going to be a quote-unquote wide receiver one, you cannot be afraid of catching the ball. There are multiple plays where he either A, caught like a slant and immediately went down, or in the end zone, he literally like shrunk his body and put – he swung his body. No, and then put up like a one-handed grab attempt because he's playing scared. He's like – the term he heard footsteps is literally what he's seeing. I think way to describe how a mentality of a wide receiver one should be is Michael Irvin, Cowboys legend, infamously as quoted, when he was lined up against...
Run the slant, we going back to the hood.
No, he infamously has said when he was running, when he was lined up for slants across the field where he knew he was going to get lit up by some of the greatest strong safeties and free safeties in the game, he would hear the voice of his younger self saying, run that slant or we run back to the ghetto. And that is the mentality that wide receivers got to have. And Brian Thomas Jr., honestly, I think sometimes like psychological stuff can be worse than the physical, especially for sports.
The
like,
yips is way worse than anything
in
physical.
In preseason, he got rocked. Like, and there was a play that him. Like where it was like across the middle, and he just got blown up. Like it was pretty bad. Like no, it was clean hit, but then now you look at like I don't know if you saw a lot of the film from that game. It's like just across the middle, he's ducking. He's like ducking out of the way for the ball because he's gonna get hit. And a lot of times he's still gonna get hit. You're just gonna duck out of the way for the ball.
Yeah, I think you need to get like, I don't know. Do these guys not get like? I mean, they are. They're getting like toradol shots, right? Like you got to be able to eat some of these hits if you're an NFL player.
No, like the whole entire sport that he's been playing his whole life, he's been getting hit. So it just becomes the fact of the matter is he can't be afraid.
That
of
can't
it.
Be the first time.
Did
he's
he get
ever
paid?
Rocked. No, he's a rookie.
So that
it's
might be
year
it,
now.
That might be another thing too. Of like,
he's only his second year. He's got 3 more years.
I mean, but his first year was incredible. It was really good.
Yeah.
1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Trevor Lawrence was gone most of that year, man. I don't know if he was ever like going across the middle, but
it's something that erodes the trust between a wide receiver one and a quarterback.
This week, he had 4 catches on 12 targets.
I mean, that's insane.
That's awful. And the first week, he had an okay game. It wasn't bad. It was fine. But it wasn't what you saw from him his rookie year that you're expecting. And listen, a sophomore slump does happen. But like what you were saying is...
True.
The mental stuff, if you play sports and if the mental gets away, it's over. It's always over.
Yeah,
because
I don't
get away with it. Because it just doesn't work.
Weirdly, I would say like sit him for a week, but I think that would almost make it worse because then you...
He's stewing in his thoughts.
Is the answer to this like? Is the answer to this just like...
He's got to take another hit.
No, I think if you're the...
When it snaps him,
no,
like, hands
no,
his
I,
top,
yeah, I, fix no, him. I think you have to take another hit to like get up from it. If genuinely, I know this would be horrible, just like... But if you're the coach, like if you're the defense coordinator and the head coach of the Jaguars, go to like your free safety in practice and be like,
I can't blow him up in practice. Gotta make it worth it.
And be like, just blow him up. Just
Griffin,
hit him.
Griffin,
hit him.
You know that SpongeBob episode where it's Handsome Squidward, where he gets hit in the face with the door and he becomes Handsome Squidward?
Yeah.
You know what happens as he keeps getting hit in the face with the door?
He becomes Ugly Squidward again?
No, he keeps becoming Handsome Squidward. He gets Handsomer Squidward.
Well, then someone should show that to Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas just needs
to
get a hospital
hit.
Ball.
He's going to get hit, and he's going to become more afraid.
Yeah, honestly, though, in some of these passes I saw, they weren't even like hot. Like, they're not hospital balls. They're just normal passes.
The one in the end zone, if he just goes up strong for that and like jumps, he's getting hit in like the side, and he's fine. Like, I don't understand what he's...
I mean, I'm not trying to get blown up by a free safety, but I'm also not getting paid $20 million a year to catch a football.
Also, so. If I'm a safety now in the league and just Brian Thomas is in the vicinity of me, I'm just
running
gonna,
at him.
No, I'm just gonna like, I'm just gonna start yelling at him or talking, like I'm
clapping
gonna, like,
at him.
I'm just gonna line up against him, like, dude, if there's a ball in the air, I'm gonna kill you, bro. Wow. Like literally,
it takes his soul. That's like the
yeah.
From,
no, seriously,
the
guy though, that
from Florida.
I mean,
right.
That would
be that in Waterboy. It's just like he keeps seeing the
no,
ghost.
No, seriously, if I'm a cornerback lining up against Brian Thomas Jr., I'm gonna be like, hey, you see my boy over there? You see my two boys over there? Those two free safeties. We had a bet in practice to see who could hit you the hardest this week.
Let's see if he. Let's
I
see
think
how
he'll
good.
Get over it.
It's 2 games. I think we're being a little too dramatic about it. I think he'll be fine.
I don't think he'll
be that bad. It's 2 games. 2 games out of 17. I mean, you'll
he's
see.
Just, no, you know, Jaguars fans last year were trying to say he was better than Malik Neighbors, and he's just not.
It's
he'll never
just,
be.
It's
so.
Never be.
He'll never
I
be.
Think Malik
never
Neighbors. Be. I think Malik Neighbors will be far and away wide receiver one this year. I think
Malik Neighbors already is. He already is the best
receiver
in football.
Yeah.
Like, talent wise, numbers wise,
money wise.
My future on Malik Neighbors leading the league in receptions. Lock.
Can I talk about a wide receiver who's also up there in the categories,
sure.
Number 3.
JSN. Number 2 in receiving
yards.
Yeah,
number 2 in receiving yards. The Seahawks looked amazing against the Steelers. So Seahawks
kind
now
of sneak Seahawks propaganda.
Oh,
all right.
Well, you didn't look at you got the free touchdown
but Seahawks,
Caleb Johnson
Seahawks,
doesn't know the rules of
Seahawks
football.
Seahawks defense dating back to last year have now not allowed 20 points in a game in 11 of their last 12 games. That is unreal for a defense.
You liking Sam Darnold?
I think he's serviceable. The Seahawks defense has the highest pressure rate in the league. They blitz the second least in the league. They also have the youngest defense in the league. The Seahawks defensively are amazing. I think
5-1 in week one with Brock Purdy.
Cool. That's because Tariq Woolen.
Got bossed by that guy. Whoever.
Tariq Woolen. Tariq Woolen had. Let's just say, certain allegiances to certain nefarious groups.
Hey, he once had a pick six against Daniel Jones. I know that's not much of an accomplishment, but
no, yeah, I mean,
caused me to break my Roku.
Before I move off the Seahawks, I just think it's funny. The Seahawks are now the first team to beat Aaron Rodgers as a Packer, a Jet, and a Steeler.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
I mean that's kind
of.
Awesome.
I hate Aaron Rodgers, so that's great for me as a Seahawks fan. I think there's a lot of build off of the Seahawks should whoop the Saints. I think the Seahawks should beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals are looking like semi choke artists against the worst two teams in the league.
Marv does stinks too. Yeah, can't get open.
I think the Buccaneers will be a true test for the Seahawks. I think they beat the Jaguars. They beat the. I am excited for that Seahawks defense to take on the Texans. Commanders loss. Cardinals win again. We own the Cardinals. Rams loss. Titans win. Vikings. Could be a loss, honestly, but could be a win. Beat the Falcons. Beat the Colts.
Very up in the air.
Maybe beat the Rams. I think beat the Panthers. Lose the Niners again. I think the Seahawks are 12
second to last week of the season, Panthers. You know, as the Rizzo would say, the Black Panther.
The Black Panther.
The Panthers in the end of the season are money.
Just get a
Bryce
call
Young,
from
Tet McMillan.
I mean, they're not going to have anything to play for, so they're just going to be playing to ruin someone's season. So it happens.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Bryce
but
Young
I think the Seahawks are 12. I think the Seahawks are a 12-win team. Defense
win
wins game.
Rams win the division.
Rams win the division. I agree. I think the Seahawks lose to. I think the Seahawks might get swept by the Rams because they kind of
Matthew
own the
Stafford
Seahawks.
Is alive.
Yeah. However, I think the Seahawks will be a playoff team, and I think the Seahawks.
Died. Matthew Stafford died.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks are built to. I think the Seahawks are built to also win a playoff game this year, which is something they haven't done in a minute.
Could
but
happen.
The
I mean,
team
Sam
that
Darnold
I'm the most scared of.
He'll be playing the Giants good. With Jackson Dart starting. Opening weekend of the playoffs.
Type of game that the Seahawks lose. Would have been a playoff team if we would have been a playoff team if we didn't lose to the Giants last year.
Yeah, and the Giants would have had the first overall pick if we didn't beat the Seahawks last year.
Man, can we just admit as a fan base that if we had a time machine, we just go back and erase
I was rooting for the Giants to lose that game. That was week four. So
yeah, that was dumb.
It's kind of awful.
The NFC's crazy, though.
Cam Ward.
The NFC's crazy, though. The Packers might be legit.
Packers are like the greatest team ever, apparently. I mean, they just killed the Commanders, who then killed the Giants. Oh, they didn't kill the Giants. Then they killed the Lions, who then just destroyed the Bears. Who are the Bears? The Bears being 0-2 is like kind of disappointing. Like I was really looking forward to seeing if Ben Johnson would like make Caleb Williams like serviceable. Not even serviceable, good. They have so many weapons there. Like Colston Loveland has like one catch. They have all those weapons.
Odunze's great.
Odunze was really good. They still have Odunze, DJ Moore. DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manungai, Rutgers legend. Don't forget him.
Rutgers football.
What's
3-0 going for 4-0 this week against Iowa. Blackout Friday night.
What's the timeline on? What's the time? Oh, and you want to go to Rutgers, Oregon?
It's parents' weekend at Fordham, I believe.
Ah,
is that parents' weekend?
Yeah, I think so. It's the weekend before Halloween, so yeah, that is parents'.
I was
weekend.
Gonna go to that or Rutgers Penn State and this.
We should
Rutgers
no,
Penn State.
What I was gonna say?
Cool
what's
game.
The time? What's you guys? What you guys think the timeline is for Caleb Williams' project? Bears are known for giving players longer than they probably deserve. I think Caleb Williams has one more bad season after this season.
I think you got to give him at least 2 years with Ben Johnson.
Yeah. I think
Caleb Williams is like a – I was listening to on some sports radio in the city, hearing talking about Caleb Williams, and I think I agreed with the take that this year is a prove-it year.
I do,
know
too.
It's only his second year in the
league.
Yeah, but
I think you look at this as like this kind of like his first year in Ben Johnson's offense. Like I feel like kind of forget
it. Just feels like a prove-it year, though.
The issue with me that makes
how many,
it
a, how long are you going to keep a quarterback is the issue.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got to be 3 years.
I agree with the 3 years, but also the reason I think it's a prove-it year is because I don't see any noticeable improvement from last year at all.
On that first drive.
Yeah, well, the script merchant.
I
feel like. I mean, he's made some comical plays. The one where he rolled out and just chucked to the defense, and the commentator's like, doing his options. He goes, can't do that.
Oh, I'm missing DJ Moore in week one.
Yeah, and then getting DJ Moore killed.
And
the
that
play.
Fit was atrocious.
Yeah.
Well, he also got him set. That was the first ever 2-for-1 hospital ball.
I think we need to start looking at quarterbacks in college and how they play in college a lot more literally. I think we need to stop.
Yeah, but he was so good in college.
No, he wasn't.
Isn't this his like fourth game ever lost in his entire career, including high school, college?
No, that's JJ McCarthy.
Oh, JJ McCarthy.
No, but
sorry.
JJ McCarthy looked dookie.
I didn't think. I didn't think
can't
Caleb
throw to
Williams
his left.
Yeah, no, but I think we need to start looking at college quarterbacks way more literally. I think Caleb Williams was nothing special in college.
That's nuts.
He was twerking against the Pac-12.
That's nuts. Caleb Williams was nothing special.
There's a reason
in
he was the number one all over. One
he was by far
pick.
The best quarterback, I think, between him, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. And then was it Penix and JJ McCarthy? Like Caleb Williams was the best of like prospect of those three.
Bo Nix was a better quarterback that year.
Bo Nix is 70 years old. I think that
Penix was
too.
Penix was a way better quarterback that year.
Yeah, but also old. Like, you're looking at those guys, would you rather have a really young... I mean, Penix didn't made 138 passing yards.
I think if you're the Bears, you should have drafted Marvin Harrison Jr.
Personally. Or who would their quarterback have been?
Justin Fields.
But then, like, you're saying you give up on... Like, they went with Justin Fields way too long. Justin Fields isn't good.
But I think...
They gave Justin Fields a chance. I think that, that's what it was. I just think they gave them a lot. Also, I think the Bears fan base really liked Justin Fields.
I think
Fields
we're in a bad
well.
Era for quarterbacks.
Out of college, Ken Ward looks nicey.
Yeah. Quarterbacks in general or quarterbacks
out of college?
Because I was about to say, this is like, we have some of the best quarterbacks
ever,
period, right now in the NFL.
I mean, Jaden Daniels was great.
Jaden Daniels was really good.
I worry about his health. Drake May looks really good.
He looks fine. He's a white guy in New England. Of course, he's going to look good.
Who else is there? I think.
To that, I raise you Mac Jones.
Mac Jones looked nice.
Yeah, Mac Jones
Niners.
Also.
That
yeah.
was a Patriots problem.
No, not New England.
Oh, he looked good. Well, that first year, he run.
I also think you can put a lot of that on Bill Belichick. I'm not going to lie.
Mac Jones, just you know, he was terrible, but I mean, he let him cook with Kyle Shanahan. I mean, Kyle Shanahan can make any quarterback good. Same with Kevin O'Connell. But I mean, J.J. McCarthy, I mean, there's only second career star, but can't throw to his left.
Horrible.
Penix is like, what? Penix, has he ever had a game over 200 passing yards?
Well, I bet U.S. currency on Michael Penix over on passing yards, which is why they
this is never gonna happen.
Which is why they threw 20 times.
I bet U.S. currency.
Do we always bet Kyle Pitts overs? Yeah. Yes, because it's his year.
What?
Do
you ever bet
Kyle Pitts
non-U.S.
over might
U.S. currency?
You've never bet yen.
I've
Joe
bet
Henry?
Like fake currency. You know. Yeah, and Fliff bucks.
Okay, I'm not informed.
I think they should pay Caleb Williams with Fliff bucks. That's what he deserves. That's what his contract.
Spencer Dinwiddie core.
Yeah,
that is. He wants to be paid in crypto.
Yeah, I think.
I think Odell got paid in Bitcoin in 2021.
And it worked out for him.
Did work
out. I think J.J. McCarthy, I was saying it to my friends after the first game. I'm like, yeah, I was kind of lucky. You got to look at what the other three quarters of that game happened. And there are reports, like actually like credible rumors, that in the third quarter of the game this past weekend, or, yeah, Sunday night, it's Mike McDaniels, right?
That's Dolphins coach.
Oh, who's the – Josh O'Connell or Donald or something like that.
Who's coach?
The Vikings coach. What's his name?
Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell. Yes. Basically told Justin Jefferson, I'm going to take him out. And apparently Justin Jefferson went to Kevin O'Connell and said, if you do that, you're essentially ruining it. He basically said that J.J. McCarthy doesn't come back from being benched
getting taken
in the third.
Out, yeah.
So it's a fake injury?
So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a fake injury.
I think that's a rumor that we have to take with a grain of salt. I think that I understand where you're coming from with it, but you can't know until like you really know. You know what I mean?
I think Carson Wentz will be better than J.J. McCarthy.
I love Carson Wentz.
I don't
so
know.
So much.
Well, I think we should break down one last game before we end this, which was Eagles-Chiefs, which you guys were talking about a little earlier in the day, talking about another Sunday night game that looked like a really good game in the beginning of the day. Jalen Hurts, as someone who was in Philly this entire weekend, I saw a billboard that someone paid for independently, no sponsors or anything, and said, I love my MVP, Hurts.
Watching him hurts my
eyes.
It
does hurt.
He didn't throw for over 6 yards until that pass to Devontae Smith at the end of the game, which was a horrible pass.
Leading receiver with 4 receptions and 53 yards.
But that was a horrible pass. He has less touchdown passes than Dylan Gabriel this season. He has no touchdown passes. And I actually do think that will affect, no matter what, now that I think A.J. Brown's got that Super Bowl, I do think no matter what, you saw it in his answer, he was like, yeah, I guess it's something that definitely needs to be addressed, the yards, but we're winning games. Wide receivers, that's an ego-driven position, man. If they go this whole season and he's not getting looked at all, I think he's gone.
I could see A.J. Brown requesting a trade. Because he's also not, like, they have a super team. They're the best O-line in football up there with the Colts. And then they have, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and, like, the whole team's stacked. Like, Jalen Hurts is not the MVP. He had 101 passing yards. The guy is a tush-push merchant.
Is he a top five quarterback?
No. I'll name you five better. Patrick,
no, I agree. I agree with
Patrick.
Not being top
I was gonna say for our audience, Patrick Mahomes is better, Josh Allen's better, Lamar Jackson is better, Justin Herbert's better, and then there's one
Jayden
more.
Daniels
no, there's
is
one more obvious one too that I think is.
Jayden Daniels is better.
Jordan Love's better.
True.
Jordan Love is better. There's another one that I'm missing that's really obvious that he's better.
Lamar.
No, I said Lamar.
He said Lamar.
Josh Lamar, Allen? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
Producer Joe Henry is not paying attention.
Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and then
Tua.
Daniels.
No. Let's look at these teams really quick.
Dak.
Oh, Burrow, when he's healthy, is way
oh,
better.
Oh, yeah, Joe Burrow's better.
Joe Burrow's way better when he's healthy.
I have put Hurts above Daniels and Herbert. Right
as
now.
Of right what? Now, Herbert.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that?
I don't think he's better than Baker Mayfield. He's not better than Baker Mayfield.
I was just about to say, I think Baker Mayfield's better than...
Is he better than Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
What?
No.
What?
Jalen Hurts is not better than Kyler Murray.
No, he is.
No, he's not.
I think not even Seahawks
Jalen
bias.
Hurts sucks.
Not even Seahawks bias. I think if you give Sam Darnold that offensive line, he passes for more yards and more touchdowns.
You give anyone that offensive line.
Like, Sam
Darnold are overreacting so much to 2 weeks.
Not 2 weeks. It's his whole career.
Yeah, it has been.
His whole career is not.
Being Super Bowl champion.
He has a great team. I understand he's a great team. He's also a great player.
I don't think
things can coexist.
I don't think he's a great player.
How many times does a team win a Super Bowl and they don't have a great quarterback?
Pretty often. All the Patriots.
Name the last time. Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. Didn't know that Tom Brady wasn't great.
I mean, people argue he wasn't great.
I have come full circle on Tom Brady that I hated him, and now I love Tom Brady and really finally appreciate him as the GOAT. Joe,
thank
I
you.
Thought you'd like to hear that. However,
thank you.
Actually, that's a good example. Can we think of a team recently that has won a Super Bowl without a good quarterback?
The Eagles last year.
It is
year.
The Eagles. It's Foles, Jalen Hurts.
Eagles, I guess.
No, the Eagles last year with Jalen Hurts.
It's true.
It's the Foles, the Eagles.
Also, the Peyton Manning.
Bro, what's wrong
with
the Broncos?
The defense won that game. The defense won that game.
Oh, yeah.
You said
oh,
he was
2015,
great.
He wasn't good anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still an all-time great quarterback.
Also, when he broke
Peyton Manning,
Joe Flacco.
Flacco, yeah. Flacco's worse than Hurts.
No.
In
not
prime.
In 2012.
Yes.
Nope.
Jalen Hurts stinks. Jalen Hurts stinks. I'm not.
It's ridiculous.
He's not a good quarterback.
I don't think he's top 10.
He's like,
I don't think he's top 10.
I'm not saying he's. I don't know if he's in the top
he
tier, but he's in the second tier. Okay, bro.
I love Daniel Jones.
Let's
compare the season stats for Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has over 100 more yards. He has 3 more touchdown passes because Jalen Hurts has 0. But he has 1 more interception. His QBR for Kyler Murray is 56, and Jalen Hurts is 71.
Oh, Stafford's better than Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's better than Hurts. Dak is better than Hurts.
Okay.
Russell Wilson is better than Jalen Hurts right now.
Okay, I would relax.
Bo Nix is better than Jalen Hurts.
Simmer down on that one.
Bo Nix is better than Jalen Hurts.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Bo Nix with that O-line.
Bro.
Bo Nix with that O-line. C.J. Stroud with that O-line is better than Jalen Hurts.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
All right, now we're getting crazy.
No,
now
C.J.
we're just
Stroud.
Naming every quarterback
if CJ,
other
CJ
than
C.J. Stroud
Jalen
just
Hurts.
Has C.J. Stroud has
C.J. Stroud has McDonald's employees.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you just got so loud. You might have.
I think your mic just got blown out. I think you and Owen have to share one.
Oh, it's unplugged.
You unplugged your mic.
It's unplugged right now. Oh, you're back.
Can you hear me now?
Mic. Yeah, we can
hear
you.
I think this guy.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I think CJ Stroud just plays with straight McDonald's. He plays with the 5-12 shift of McDonald's employees in the Houston area as his O-lineman. I think if he had a good O-line, he'd be great. Jalen Hurts has some of the best offensive weapons in the league. He has the best O-line in the league in front of him. He has the best running back in the league. He has one of the best defenses in the league, and yet he still managed to put up, honestly, sorry performances from a QB perspective.
I have nothing else to say. Jalen Hurts stinks.
He is statistically the 10th best in the league right now.
Jalen Hurts?
Yep.
I think 10th in the league is probably a good place for him.
Yeah, he's behind Baker, Love, Brock Purdy, Daniel Jones, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, and Lamar. Really quickly, though, Kerr, before you do end this, can we talk about Lamar Jackson? He has figured out football.
Well, I know. I love Lamar Jackson. He's my favorite player ever.
He literally just needs this. If Lamar Jackson gets a Super Bowl.
Not even win a Super Bowl, win a playoff game.
No, but hear me out. I'm about to say something outlandish. If Lamar Jackson wins a Super Bowl, he is far and away the most talented quarterback of all time.
What does the Super Bowl have to do with that?
Well, it's like you're at the pinnacle of everything.
Yeah.
He's not better than Josh Allen.
Yeah, but he's still one of the most talented of all time.
He should have 2 MVPs.
Lamar Jackson, I'll be honest because I'm a biased Lamar Jackson fan. I really think that he is probably, if not the most talented QB in the league.
He's the most talented QB of all time.
All time is a difficult one.
No one can.
Who would you say is more talented?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a tough metric.
More talented is difficult.
How do you quantify talent? But who do you think?
I guess like
Talent so, it comes in different forms. Like physically talented, I'd say probably.
Lamar Jackson is the physically
but mentally,
most talented.
Like Tom Brady's mental talent, his ability to diagnose defenses, his mental toughness, his clutch factor, like that's pretty irrelevant.
If Lamar Jackson wins the Super Bowl, he's better than Peyton Manning all time.
This guy's unbelievable. I can't believe we let him on the air.
I can't believe.
I don't think that's crazy to say. Lamar Jackson will definitely finish with better offensive stats than Peyton Manning. Lamar Jackson would be equal on Super Bowls with Peyton Manning. Granted,
that's not true. Peyton is two.
Oh yeah, Peyton is two. Whatever. He'll have one. I don't care. The second one doesn't count in my book. He was atrocious.
Oh wait, who'd they beat in that one? Carolina. I thought they got blown out by Seattle.
No, Well, that was the last time. Yeah, when he showed up to MetLife and he pooped his pants on national television. Not like the most national, not even primetime's national television. Super Bowl is.
It's just television.
Yeah, it's just television. But no, I have no problem with saying that. I think Lamar Jackson's better than Peyton Manning right now. I'd rather have Lamar Jackson than Peyton Manning if I was building a team.
I don't know about
all
that.
Time. We're talking all time legacy.
Well,
because
okay,
Manning's just been in the league way
not
longer.
Legacy, but I think better. Just like a better quarterback.
Talented? Okay, that's
better quarterback.
A more reasonable take.
Lamar
it's still
is probably
tough
the
to
most
say that.
Physically gifted quarterback.
Very Lamar Jackson is the Lamar Jackson also doesn't throw picks. Them. Lamar Jackson is the, in my opinion, Lamar Jackson is the closest thing to a perfect quarterback the NFL has ever seen.
He's very, very underrated passing talent. Like he's one of the best passers of his generation.
Is it crazy to say that he's the closest thing we've seen to a perfect quarterback in the NFL?
Joshua Allen.
No,
Josh Allen is really like they're
Josh
both
Allen
head
Allen's
to head.
Definitely there. Josh Allen is way more prone to mistakes than Lamar Jackson.
They're both
is.
Head to
no,
head.
No, I think Josh Allen only threw like 4
league.
Interceptions last year.
No,
crazy.
I think
like Lamar had 4.
Lamar
Josh
had 4.
Like 5 or 6.
Yeah,
six or 7 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how many plays has Lamar Jackson had this season?
Plays?
Yeah.
Like what do you mean?
He's had 67 plays this season.
Oh, 6-7.
No, he leads the league in QBR. Like he just does stuff that people don't believe.
Josh Allen had 6 interceptions, like you said, and Lamar Jackson had 4 last year.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson is...
It's hard.
...truly something special to watch.
This is such a... But they're both something special to watch. When they're on, it's assignment television. You watch their games.
Can we have them play each other? Can we have Josh Allen and Lamar play each other in an AFC Championship, please? That
yeah,
would be...
in the playoffs last year. What happened? Who won?
I don't care.
Josh Allen won.
Well,
I think that's where we're going to end this NFL Friday.
Yeah, I guess I got to hold that.
I don't know. I think you have to hold that till next week, Griffin. You got to come up with a comeback. But for myself, Kurt Sipple, for my co-host, Griffin Stevenson, and Owen Kelty, Joe Henry behind the board and chipping in here and there, Bobby Chaffardini is the sports director of WFUV Sports, and NFL Friday is a production of WFUV Sports.